In the name of one God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. Amen. In the Jewish faith, the central moment in the reciting of morning and evening prayers is the recitation of what is called the Shema. This prayer, which in its full form brings together verses from two chapters of Deuteronomy and one chapter of Numbers, is the most widely recited section of the Torah. And it opens with the following verse. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one. Central to the prayer life of the Jews, this prayer is today central to our gospel passage and to the answer that Jesus gives to the lawyer. When asked which of the commandments is the greatest, he responds by reciting the third line of the Shema. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. Now, other translations of the Hebrew word that ends that phrase, modeka, which means might, has also been translated as mind. And one translation of the entire verse that I've read literally reads, love the Lord your God in all your heart, and in all of your soul, and in utterly all of you. We are commanded to love God completely, not just with our hearts and our souls, but with every fiber of our being. Now, if that's not enough, Jesus continues and quotes as the second commandment, so the lawyer's getting two for one here, a verse from the 19th chapter of Leviticus. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Now in this, Jesus has only pulled the second half of that verse. In the original, it reads, you shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against any of your people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself. This is a commandment like the first one Jesus gave, but it's not exactly the same. As the commentator Patrick Gray writes, Jesus is asserting that love is the true test of one's understanding of the law. Now, I continue to love reading the responses that Jesus gives to all those who had the guts enough to come up and ask him a question. Every time a lawyer or a chief priest or an elder thinks that they have him, they find to their great surprise and their greater frustration that they don't. Every time they think that they, as keepers of the law, know more about tradition and law than Jesus, they find out that no, he knows even more. Now, I can certainly understand why this particular lawyer finally thought he had Jesus trapped. He is, after all, asking him to choose one commandment from the 613 that are in the Old Testament. But Jesus cuts straight through to the heart of the matter. At the center of the two commandments that he offers is love. Love of God and love of one another. And Jesus lived these two commandments. As a part of the Trinity, he loved God. And with his humanity, he loved everyone through every action that he took in his earthly life. And we are all challenged to do likewise, to love with everything we have, with utterly all of ourselves. Now, on the surface, being asked to love seems easy. But God never asks us to do anything based on what we see on the surface. No, when we strip away what's on top and we begin to dig down into what's beneath, we find that the greatest challenge of being asked to love is who we are being asked to love. We're not asked to love only our family or our friends. The love we're supposed to give isn't just reserved for those who think like us or share a similar background or have had a similar life's journey. We are asked to love everyone with the same intensity and depth that we love ourselves. And through that, with the depth and intensity that we love God. The person who cuts in front of us in line, and the driver who cuts us off in traffic. The con artist and the swindler, the one who hurts us with their words, and the one who hurts us with their silence. The abuser and the xenophobe, the murderer and the thief. Is Jesus asking us to like them? Well, if he was, we'd fail the instant we went out the gate. But it's not about liking the words or the actions of others. It's about being called to recognize that every one of us is created in God's image. And when we are commanded to love God completely, we are, by extension, commanded to love all of our brothers and sisters completely. Like them all? Not necessarily. But to love them all? Absolutely. As Thomas Merton wrote, the beginning of love is the will to let those we love be perfectly themselves. Be perfectly themselves. That means we take the good with the bad. And the actions that we like as well as the ones that we hate. Not to seek perfection. It seems we've been given an impossible task, but it's a task we're all called to no matter how many times we try and how many times we fail. The next time we see someone we don't like or we see an action we don't like, let's try to do what we've been commanded. Let us love them with all of our heart and with all of our soul and with all of our mind. To love them with the same intensity that we love ourselves, and the same intensity with which we're called to love our Creator. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God. The Lord is one. And our Lord is calling us to love. Amen.